If you want to help, that's fine. But again, how important is your life to you? You can't say yes to everything. Because again, remember, saying yes to something is saying no to something else. You say yes to helping them when you have stuff to do is saying no to the stuff you have to do. What is going on, guys? You're listening to Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast, a show that systemizes success for you in the four foundational cornerstones of faith, fellowship, fitness, and finance through high performance habits. My name is Rashawn, and I'm the host of the show, and I've been in the self-development space for over half a decade, being the guinea pig, testing all these things that I'm telling you so you don't have to. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe to the show for weekly uploads. If you love what you hear, be sure to sign up for our email list, and if you hate what you hear, share it with a friend who I know and you know will appreciate what's being said today. With that, let's hop into this week's episode. I'm excited about this one today. We are talking about my favorite word in the dictionary. It is no. Oh man, two-letter word, but oh my goodness, is it powerful. We're going to walk through why it's so powerful today, okay? This one should not be a very long episode because a lot of the points will be very self-explanatory, but I really want to drive home the importance of this word. And oh my good, I'm having fun. Let's just get started. So first of all, again, as typical, we have three main steps that we're going to go through in this episode. So let's start right off at the top. We're starting off with define. Define. Let me read my notes again. Define. Yes, define. We're talking about the clarity of no. We're talking about establishing priorities. When you say no, you're saying yes to something else that is hopefully more important than what you're saying no to. In the same vein, the opposite is then therefore true. When you say yes to something, you are immediately saying no to something else. So that means when you say no to all these things, you're naturally saying yes to something else. So instead of this being highfalutin, let's bring it down a bit. Let's say you want to read more in the day. Okay, cool. You want to read 10 pages a day. You want to dedicate 30 minutes to that a day. Okay, cool. That's fine. That is your yes. Anything else that is going to hinder you from that 30 minutes of reading time that you told yourself you were going to do needs to be a no. That's the power of no. I know. It's difficult. I know. It's so difficult because why? We tend to be people pleasers. Oh boy. We want to please other people. We want to make them feel good. I can't tell Pookie no. I can't tell Johnny no. I can't. Says who? Because let me tell you something very, very important. Now, most people do not mean you ill will, but everybody subconsciously has their own agenda. They have things that need to get done. And whether they know it or not, everybody else is using somebody else for what they need to get done. Think about it as simple as this. If you need help moving a couch, you're probably going to call on your friend to help you move a couch. Am I saying moving a couch is a bad thing? Absolutely not. But in that point, the agenda is I need to move a couch and therefore I need to go get some other assistance. Now, if you want to be nice and go ahead and help move the couch, by all means, go ahead and help move the couch. I'm not saying don't move the couch. If you want to move the couch, move the couch. What I'm saying, though, is that the point is when you realize every single thing that goes on is some sort of agenda, whether good or not so good. And so when you establish your priorities and your boundaries of this is what I need to do because this is what I decide is the most important for me right now, everything else can either get delegated or eliminated. That's it. These are my boundaries. I will do this. I will not do this. And this is what I said I was going to do. So anything else here, I love you, Pookie. I love you, Johnny. I love you, Susan. Love you, Ray Ray. But at the end of the day, I said 8 to 8:30. This time right in between, right in the middle, is my reading time. So if you call me saying you need some help with something, wait till 9. That is setting boundaries and priorities. And it's not easy. I guarantee you it's not going to be easy, especially if you're making this change almost like a cold turkey change. I guarantee you someone's going to be hating on the change and it's tough. But remember, that is them essentially shaming you. And that is them pushing subconsciously their agenda of, I thought you always wanted to help. I thought you always wanted to. Again, see, that's them pushing the agenda upon you, which again, if you want to help, that's fine. But again, how important is your life to you? You can't say yes to everything. Because again, remember, saying yes to something is saying no to something else. You say yes to helping them when you have stuff to do is saying no to the stuff you have to do. So if you say yes to somebody else, when you have something that you need to do that's critically, urgently important, please don't be surprised when it doesn't get done. So I gotta say for that. So after we define and we understand why no is so important, let's understand the strength of no. I'm going to bleed into some previous points that I already mentioned, but saying no allows you to protect your time. Back to the example that I said, between 8 and 8:30, a nice little 30-minute window right there. Because I'm saying no to whatever anybody else wants from me at that time, naturally, that's my time now. That's my 30 minutes. You can call me, you can text me. Don't get me wrong, I got it. I saw it, but you're not getting a response until 9. My time is very important because time is the one resource in life we cannot get back no matter how hard we try. If you spend $20 and you work for $20 an hour, you work for 1 hour, you got the $20 back. But you're not going to get that hour back ever. So it's very important to protect your time. It also helps you to preserve your energy because, again, we're organic things. We're human beings. Okay, we can agree on that. We're organic. We're living, which means we have a finite supply of energy and capability throughout the day. Look this up when you get a chance. Decision fatigue. There's a certain amount of decisions that a human being can make in a day until they're pretty much decisioned out. They can't think straight. Their mind is cloudy. They're tired. That's what happens. So when you preserve your energy for those important decisions and important things that need to be done, part of that is by saying no. If you went going helping out 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people, that's cool. That's great. That's fantastic. We should all help people. But don't do it at the expense of what you need to do. If you do it at the expense of that, you're not going to have enough energy at the end of the day to go and help yourself. Food for thought. Last point, and that is to thrive. So with thriving, I really only have one, maybe two points with this one. One of them, I've already said throughout this entire episode, when you say no to something, you are paradoxically creating the space for a yes. Because when you say no to these 99 things that are not pushing you forward, you're making space for that yes for the one thing and all the derivative things that are going to come from that. Let's say you want to start a podcast, right? You're listening to me talk and either you're watching this on video or you're listening to this on the podcast front, wherever it is. Either way, it'd be great if you like, share, and subscribe and then share the episode. That'd be fantastic. But other than that, let's say you want to start your own podcast. Cool. Does that mean you can't start a blog? No, but is a blog going to push the podcast forward? What are the most important tasks that need to get done for a podcast? Well, you need to record your audio. You need to edit your audio, assuming you're going to be an edited show, and you need to publish the content. That is the most important path. In project management, they call that the critical path. That's the most important things that need to get done. Record, edit, publish. Anywhere in there does it say do a blog post? No, which means that should not be the main focus. If you have time and you can delegate that, or if you have time after the most important tasks are done, then sure, why not? Go ahead, go crazy, knock yourself out. But you should not do a blog post first knowing that the podcast episode needs to get done. I know it's a very, very simple concept, but the reason why I'm talking about this is because so many people have this fear, what did we talk about last week, of saying no. And I don't understand why it's so hard to not say no. Actually, I do, because we're people pleasers. And I know because I used to be a people pleaser all the time. I wanted to help everybody. But then I had the realization, if I want to help everybody, I end up helping nobody. So I have to pick who I need to help. And trust me, there are plenty of people out there who can help plenty of people. As of, what is it, like 2022? Somebody fact checked me on that. I think it was like 2022, I believe, or 2023. There was approximately 8 billion, with a B, people on this planet. So I guarantee you, there's no way you're going to be able to help everybody. But you can help certain people. Let's say you're somebody who, some random example. Let's say you're somebody who really enjoys building with Legos. I guarantee you there's going to be a niche for you of people who are trying to construct things with Legos and are trying to find a way to build things with Legos more efficiently. Or what's the best place or some of the best techniques to be able to find limited editions of things. Or maybe just build guides or live stream building with things with Legos. Like, there is a niche out there for you and that will be able to help people, but you got to find it. And the only way that you can go ahead and get into that niche, like for me, in the self-help, self-development, self-improvement, educational a lot of words, but in that niche of people is by me deciding that this is what I want to talk about, because this helped me. I enjoy talking about this. I enjoy helping other people in this. So that means if someone comes up to me and says, you want to do a joint venture with something Lego related, that's a no. If I want to do something in a joint venture and something you want to write a book, no, or at least not right now, but definitely it's going to be a no. Hey, you want to do something that's involved with fitness? Okay, now you perked my ears up, because now, oh, that's one of our foundational pillars. Oh, hold on. That might actually be a benefit to the audience. Let me see what you've got to offer. But chances are my default is going to be no, unless you can provide something of true value. See how easy that works? That's how it works, guys. That is the power of no. Okay. So once you utilize this, you define, okay, we start off with the definition, the clarity of no. This allows you to establish those priorities, establish the boundaries. This is really just for yourself, to be honest with you, this first step of defining. That way you know what you will and what you will not accept. The second one is to guard, and that is to then protect your time. You're setting up these boundaries and what these things are so you can protect your time, because why? Time is the one thing we cannot get back. Once it's gone for good. And then you also understand the capability of thriving, the freedom of no. Once you tell people and things no that much more, you create the space to allow what actually needs to get done, get done. That's what I got for you guys this week. So hopefully you guys will take this information and start saying no to some things that do not serve you or benefit you. Again, do not leave this episode thinking that I said don't help somebody with a couch, okay? The point is, when you have something burning, critically important to do, tell everything else no. Don't sacrifice the important things you need to do for someone else just because they bat their eyes and said pretty please. That's the main point of this episode. Hope you guys got something valuable. Catch you next week. Guys, that's gonna wrap up this week's episode of Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast. Guys, again, if you like what you heard, be sure to subscribe to the show for weekly uploads. If you love what you heard, be sure to sign up for that email list. And if you hated what you heard, be sure to share it with somebody who will appreciate it. Also, if you guys want to get access to the show notes or any kind of resource or link or to anything that was referenced in this episode, be sure to check out that episode description below. You'll also find the contact information, any freebies, or any sort of thing from our little corner of the internet. Check out the episode description. It's going to be an absolute gold mine for you guys. Until next time, take care, and I will see you in the next episode.